morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
It is so soon. A month has gone by.
一个月就过去了，时间过得很快。
I promise that this morning we'll come down to earth.
我答应你们今天早上我们会到在地上。
We come to a place where rubber meets the road.
我们到一个地方就是那个胶皮要碰到路上的时候。
And this morning I'm encouraged to see Brother Wei with us during the table, Lord's table.
今天早上我们很高兴看见我们的魏弟兄在参加擘饼聚会。
Our brothers and elder brother and sister gave us a very good example.
我们的弟兄给我们很好的例子的榜样。
If you only have energy to come to one meeting.
若是你只有你的力量只够参加一个聚会。
And which meeting should you come to?
那你应该参加哪一个聚会呢？
The brother and sister gave us example.The most important meeting is the meeting before the table.
我们的弟兄姐妹们就给了我们一个榜样，让我们看见一个最重要的聚会，就是在主的桌子面前的聚会。
We're also very encouraged to see Brother Christopher with us this morning.
我们也很高兴看见我们的 Christopher 弟兄早上与我们在一起。
And Brother Raghu and Raghu's sisters.
还有我们的 Brother Raghu 和他的姐妹。
They don't have to say anything despite the presence. They warm my heart.
他们不用说什么话，他们就是他们的在聚会中就叫我的心得到非常的温暖。
It is so great to be with saints.
在与弟兄姐妹们在一起是何其好。
Yesterday, we had the memorial service for our dear sister Carol Zinn.
昨天我们有一个安息聚会。为着我们的姐妹曾肖妙娟姐妹。
In the morning, as I back out of my garage and ready to go.
早上当我要退车要开始走的要出发的时候。
And Joy said, "We need to take umbrella."
我的姐妹就跟我说，我们需要带一把伞。
Hey, look, the sky is very cloudy.
我看看天是满了乌云。
And there's a few drops start coming down.
那就有几个雨点开始下来。
I said, it's a good idea. Let's take umbrella.
那我说是的，我们是需要带伞。
So we brought umbrella with us.
所以我们就带了伞。
It was a very cloudy day.
昨天是是个乌云的日子。
As we drove from the meeting place to the burial place, we can see the ground were wet.
当我们从安息聚会的地方到坟地的时候，我们看见路上都是湿的。
And when we got to the burial site,
当我们到了安葬的地方的时候
，and the sun came on,
太阳出来了。
It's a sunshine.
那就是一个充满阳光的日子。
And after we finished the burial, I got into my car. I drove out of the cemetery.It start raining.
当我们安葬以后，我当我开车离开地方的时候，就开始下雨了。
Isn't that wonderful?
你看这是不是非常的奇妙呢
？And if you remember that many of us went to Beaumont to attend the memorial service of our dear sister Ruth.
你记得吗？当我们有许多的弟兄姐妹去参加到 Beaumont 去。参加我们亲爱的入室姐妹的安息聚会。
Did you remember when the burial service was just ended?
当我们安葬聚会刚刚结束的时候。
And the rain poured down so hard.
雨就下了倾盆大雨。
You can't even see, you know, if the wiper is not fast enough.
那个雨车子的雨挂都不够让我们能够看见。前面的路
Is that amazing?
这是不是很奇妙的事
If you were here for longer time, if you remember Brother Junfu's grandma,
若是你在这边很久的话，你就会记得我们父弟兄的祖母的安息聚会。
And that day was the same way.
那天也是同样的。
It's a cloudy and rainy day.
也是一个乌云满面的日子。
But the only sunshine of that day is during the time we're on that burial site.
但是那一天唯一有阳光显现的时候，就是当我们在安葬的地方的时候。
Lord is wonderful.
我们的主是何等的奇妙。
And show, to us he rule and reign in any time and any day.
所以他让我们看见他在任何的时刻他都是掌作王掌权的。
And this morning I'd like to bring you to a verses in Book of Acts.
今天早上我们愿意让你们大家一起来读在使徒行传的一段圣经。
And this morning I want to read from King James for a reason.
今天早上我要从签订本来读是有一个原因的。
Because there are all places that only King James actually has translated that way.
有一些的翻译只有在签订本才是有它特别的翻译。
And I love that part so much, so I want to use the King James version this
morning. 我非常喜欢签订本的翻译，所以我今天早上要用签订本的版本来读。
Let's turn to Book of Acts, chapter 20.
让我们打开《使徒行传》第二十章。
We'll read from verse 18 to 35.
让我们从第十八节读到三十五节。
And this is a little bit long, so I like to kind of break this into two sections, so we have some kind of clarity.
这段圣经蛮长的，我愿意把它分成几段，所以我们就能够比较清楚的看见。
The first portion is from 18 to 24.
第一段是从第十八节到第二十四节。
And this is one section, and there is a thought behind this section.
在这一段里面有一个思想。
And the second section is from verse 25 to verse 32.
第二段乃是从第二十五节到第三十二节。
And the last portion is from 33 to 35.
第三段乃是从第三十三节到第三十五节。
And when they had come to him, he said to them, You know how I was with you at all times. From the first day I arrived in Asia.Serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and many tears and temptations happening to me through the plots of the Jews, on how I kept back nothing that was profitable, but have shown you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold,I'm going bound by the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions await me. But none of these things move me. And this is the phrase, are not translated in other translation. None of these things move me.Neither do I count my life dear to myself so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus Christ to testify fully the gospel of the grace of God.
从第十八节开始，他们来了，保罗就说，你们知道，自从我到亚西亚的日子以来，在你们中间始终为人如何，服侍主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因犹太人的谋害经历试炼，你们也知道，凡与你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说的，或在众人面前，或在个人家里，我都教导你们，又对犹太人和希利尼人证明，当向神悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督。现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，心被，原文作心被捆绑，不知道在那里要遇见什么事，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证。说有捆锁与患难等待我，我却不以性命为念。在这里，签订本就翻译说，我却不被这些事情所摇动，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
Well, let's move on to the second portion.
让我们到第二段。
And now, behold, I know that you all will see my face no more, among whom I went.Proclaiming the kingdom of God. Therefore, I testify to you on this day that I am pure from the blood of all. For I did not keep back from declaring to you all the counsel of God. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, grievous wolves shall enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also men shall arise from your own selves, speaking perverse things in order to draw disciples away after them. Therefore, watch and remember that for the time of 3 years, I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brothers, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
25节开始，我素常在你们中间来往，传讲神国的道。如今我晓得你们以后都不得再见我的面了，所以我今日向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上。原文作我与众人的血是洁净的，因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久昼夜不住的流泪劝诫你们个人。如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Ye, you yourselves know that these hands have ministered to my needs, and to those who were with me. I have shown you all things, that working in this way we ought to help the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus.That he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
33节，我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服，我这两只手常供给我和同人的需要，这是你们自己知道的。我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话，说施比受更为有福。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you again for giving us this opportunity to come around your table.
天父，我们实在感谢你给我们这样的机会，能够围绕你的桌子。
To testify by your grace, we are baptized into one body.
因着你的恩典来见证主，我们都受洗归于一个身体。
It's such a grace and privilege that we can come in this way.
是这样子恩典和和怜悯，我们能够这样子聚集。
To sit on your table.To drink and to eat of you.
能够在坐在你的桌上来与你同吃喝。
So that we belong to you and you belong to us.
所以我们是属于你，你也属于我们。
Therefore, we want to thank you again for bringing us into your presence.
我们再次的感谢你，把我们带到你的同在之中。
This morning, we want to come, with humble heart before your word.
今天早上我们带着一个谦卑的心来到你的话语面前。
We want to hear your voice.
我们愿意听见你的声音。
And we want to know how to follow you.
我们愿意知道如何来跟随你。
Enable us to speak, to translate, and to hear.
帮助我们来说话，来翻译，来听讲。
Apart from you, we can accomplish nothing.
离开了你，我们就不能做什么。
Therefore, we want to commit this time into your hands.
因此我们愿意把这段时间交托在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Over the years that I attend many, many funeral services.
在过去的这些年日里面，我参加了许许多多安息的聚会。
I attend far more funeral services than weddings.
我好像参加我所参加的安息聚会比我所参加的婚礼更多。
And I truly enjoy those times.
我实在是非常喜欢这样的时刻。
And every time when we gather in that context,
每一次当我们这样子的聚集的时候
，and remind us that all of us, God has appointed seasons and the boundaries of our dwelling.
神就提醒我们，他为我们定准了年限和所定的讲解。
For our dear sister Jane, the appointed season was almost 90 years.
为着我们的曾姐妹，她所神所定准她的年限快要有90年。
To be exact, 88 years 10 months.
若是准确的来说，就是有89岁10年。
10个月。Not only God has appointed the season and boundary of our dwellings.
不准神为我们定准了我们的年限和我们所住的疆界。
It is in Him we live, we move, and we exist.
乃是在他的里面，在他的里面，我们动作、生存和存留。
It is Him that allow our sister to exist, to move, and to live.
是他使得我们的姐妹能够生活、动作和存留。
And it is Him that allow every one of us to exist, to move, and to live.
也是他使我们每一个人都能够生活。动作和存留。
There is a point of season for everyone.
每一个人都有一个所定准的年限。
But we don't know how long the seasons are.
我们不知道这个年限有多长。
And nobody has any idea about his own seasons.
没有一个人知道他自己的年限。
Who can imagine the 20 children in Connecticut, their seasons end this week.
没有一个人能够想象在康州的20个孩子，他们在上周的时候，他们的年限就到。
They're less than younger than 7 years old.
最小的7岁。
None of them have any clue.
他们没有任何的
Nor are their parents.
他们的家长也不知道。
But there are appointed seasons.
但是是有一个锁定的年限。
And that season ended this week.
那锁定的年限就在这周结束。
We don't know how long our season will be.
我们不知道我们的年限会有多长。
We don't know where our boundary will be.
我们也不知道我们所住的疆界在哪。
But one thing we know.
但是有一件事情我们知道的。
The season will end someday.
有一天，这个年限必定要结束。
This is what I mean by coming down to earth now.
这就是我所说的，是降到地上。
This is the reality.
这是一个实际的问题。
This is where rubber meets the road.
这个是就是那个皮摸到轮胎摸到车路的时候。
Therefore, we must face a real question.
因此，我们必须要面对一个真实的问题。
How best to live this life?
我们如何来过我们的生活？
How can I live a life on this earth that will honor our Lord Jesus?
我们怎能够在世度日，能够来把荣耀归给我们的神？
Brothers and sisters, do you want to have a great life?
弟兄姐妹们，你们想要有一个伟大的生活吗？
Anyone here that does not want to have a great life?
在座的有任何的一个人不想要有一个伟大的生活？
I just want to have a very small life.
我只想要有一个非常渺小的人生。
I just want to have a very feeble life.
我只想要有一个非常软弱的人生。
Many of us think that it's impossible to have a great life.
我们的很多人都认为没有办法过一个伟大的人生。
You got to live in a great place.
你必须要住在一个伟大的地方。
You must born at a great time.
你必须在生活生下来在一个伟大的时刻。
You must be given a great opportunity.
你必须要有一个伟大的机会。
Like Paul.
好像保罗一样。
He had a great education.
他有很好的教育。
He lived at the right moment in history.
他在人类的历史中，他是活在一个对的时刻。
He had a tremendous ministry.
所以他有一个非常伟大的一个事工。
So Paul had a great life.
所以保罗有一个伟大的人生。
I am a little person.
我是一个很小的人。
I live in a very small place.
我住在一个很小的地方。
Brothers and sisters, in God's sight, there are no little places. There's no little persons.
弟兄姐妹们在神的眼光是没有微小的地方，也没有微小的人。
I truly believe this. One day, when you and I stand before the judgment seat of Christ, we will be very surprised and even shocked.
我实在是相信，当有一天我们站在基督审判台前的时候，我们会是何等的惊讶，甚至何等的惊异。
Some of those we thought they are great are actually very small.
有些那些我们认为他们是很伟大的，他们其实是非常渺小、微小的。
On the other hand, some of those we thought are small are great.
但是那一些我们认为是微小的，很可能就是很伟大的。
A mother, a teenager, a child, a retired person can be a great person.
一个母亲。一个十几岁的年轻的孩子，一个小孩子，一个退休的人，他们都很可能成为一个伟大的人。
Your office will be a great place if God is there.
若是神在你的办公室里，你的办公室就是一个伟大的地方。
Your apartment can be a great place if you serve God in your apartment.
你的公寓里面也可能成为一个伟大的地方。若是神在那里与你一同服侍。
Our sister Jane live a great life.
我们的曾姊妹过了一个伟大的生活。
Her life is full of peace and joy.
她的生命里面充满了平安和喜乐。
Her heart is full of thanksgiving.
她的心里面充满了感谢。
His soul was always with others.
她总是思念到其他的人。
Even during the last 4 years, the most difficult 4 years in her life, her heart was full of thanksgiving.
就是他在最后的四年里面，是在他在最痛苦的光景里面，他的心却仍然充满了感谢。
Always brought honor and glory to Christ Jesus.
总是把尊贵和荣耀归给主耶稣。
She is not famous.
他并不有名。
We often confuse with a great life and a famous life.
我们总是把一个伟大的生活跟一个有名望的生活混淆了。
But she has a great life.
她有一个伟大的生活。
Very few of us will probably be famous.
我们很少的人会成为很有名望的人。
But every one of us can have a great life.
但是我们每一个人都可以有伟大的生活。
Is there any secret?
是有没有什么秘诀呢？
Is there any secret for Christian to have a great life?
基督徒来过一个伟大的生活，是否有什么秘诀呢？
There is a secret.
是有一个秘诀。
The secret is in one word.
这个秘诀就是在一个字里。
And this word is commitment.
这个字就是我们要交托。
Commitment is the secret to live a great life.
交托就是我们能过伟大生活的一个秘诀。
Paul has a great life, not because he had a great education.
保罗有一个伟大的生活，但并不是因为他有一个伟大的教育，有一个很好的教育。
Not because he lived at the right time in history.
并不是他因着他生活在人类历史中的对的时刻。
Not because he had a great ministry.
也不是因为他有一个非常伟大的一个事工。
It is because his commitment.
乃是因着他是完全交托于神的。
The way to a great life is commitment.
伟大生活的道路就是交托。
Commitment is essential to Christian life and Christian services.
交托对基督徒的生活和基督徒的侍奉是非常非常的重要的。
Our God is the God of commitments.
我们的神是一个是能够完全信托的神。
God is committed to himself.
我们的神是信托于他的自己。
The Bible said, if we do not believe him, yet he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself.
圣经告诉我们说纵然我们失信，他人是可信的，因为他不能够背负他的自己。
God is love and he will keep loving.
神是爱，他会继续的不断的来爱我们。
Regardless of our responses.
不管我们的反应是什么。
He is committed to himself.
他乃是完全的信托于他的自己。
God is righteousness.
神是公义的。
and he will continue to be righteous.
他永远是公义的。
He will not deny himself.
他不能够背乎他的自己。
God is committed to himself.
神乃是于完全信托于他的自己。
God is also committed to his purpose.
神也是信托于他的目呃他他的旨意。
When God purposes something in his heart, he will accomplish it.
神在他心里面定义做什么事，他就必定叫他成就。
Isaiah knew this.
以赛亚知道这件事
情。Isaiah said, "The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this."
以赛亚告诉我们说，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
God is committed to His purpose.
神是向他的自己的旨意是是信信托于他的旨意。
God is also committed to His promises.
神也是信托于他的应许。
For all the promise of God in Him, yes, and in Him, Amen, to the glory. Of God by us.
因为神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是阿们的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
For this reason, God expects us to have this character in us as well.
因此，神也要我们，也要我们有这样子的性格在我们的里面。
Christians must be committed.
我们必须是信可以信托的。
There is no such things as uncommitted Christians.
没有任何的基督徒是可以做不可信的基督徒不可信托的基督徒。
Church is committed to be the testimony of Jesus.
教会所托付的乃是要来成为耶稣的见证。
And there's no such thing as uncommitted churches.
也没有不可以信托的教会。
Paul spent 3 years in Ephesus, and he knew the brothers and sisters there very, very well.
保罗在以弗所有3年之久，他认识那边的弟兄姐妹。
And when he was on his way to Jerusalem, and he wanted to have last opportunity to talk to the elders from Ephesus.
当他往耶路撒冷的去的时候，他实在是愿意以弗所的长老们有些交通。
Therefore, he called the elders from Ephesus to Miletus.
所以他就叫就请了以弗所的长老们从以弗所到米利都去。
In Paul's mind, this may be the last time he will have any time to fellowship with elders of Ephesus.
在保罗的心里面想说，这恐怕是最后的一次，他能够以弗所的长老们有些交通。
Therefore, in Acts chapter 20, Paul pour his heart out to the elders.
因此在使徒行传第二十章的时候，保罗就向着以弗所的长老们倾心吐意。
We're not going to go through the verses. There are so many.
这段经文包括的很多，我们没有办法一一细数。
We want to glean from this scripture a 3 commitment.
我们愿意从这段的圣经里面来看见有三个我们可以信托的。
From the first section we read,
从第一段我们读到
，We found Paul was committed to a great person.
我们看见保罗他将自己交托于一个伟大的人
，Who is Jesus Christ?
就是耶稣基督。
On the second portion, we found Paul was committed to a great purpose.
在第二段里面，我们看见保罗交托于一个伟大的目的。
Which is building his church.
就是教会的建立。
On the final section, we found Paul was committed to a great principle.
在最后一段，我们看见保罗所信托于一个伟大的原则。
The principle of giving.
就是给的原则。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
施比受更有福。
Brothers and sisters, everyone can have a great life if we're committed.
弟兄姐妹们，我们每一个人都可以有伟大的生活，若是我们是如此的交托的。
Let's think a little deeper on those 3 commitments.
让我们再更深的来看这三个所信托的。
We must commit it to a great person, Jesus Christ.
我们必须要信托于一个伟大的人主耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, today we're not committed to an organization.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天不是 把我们自己信托于一个组织。
We're not committed to a doctrine.
我们也不是信托于一个教义。
We're not committed to a way of gathering.
我们也不是信托于一个聚集的方法。
We're not committed to any outward form.
我们并不是信托于任何外面的形式。
Paul said, I serve the Lord Jesus.
保罗说，我乃是服侍我的主耶稣基督。
We serve a great person.
我们乃是服侍一位伟大的人。
Before Paul was saved, Paul did not serve the Lord Jesus.
在保罗得救之前，他并没有服侍主耶稣基督。
The Saul of Tarsus wasn't serving God.
大树的扫罗并不是服侍主的。
The Saul of Tarsus was serving Gamaliel.
大树的扫罗乃是服侍加马列。
He was serving the law of Moses.
他是乃是服侍摩西的律法。
He was serving the traditions of Pharisees.
他乃是服侍那些法利赛人的传统。
Paul in his own word in Galatians said, I profit in Jews religion.
在加拉太书里面，保罗说，我在犹太中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进。
Therefore, Paul was serving himself.
所以保罗乃是服侍他的自己。
But everything changed when he met the person of Jesus.
但是当他遇见这个耶稣这个人的时候，一切都改变了。
When he heard the voice of Jesus, everything changed.
当他听见主耶稣的声音的时候，一切都改变了。
He thought that Jesus was dead.
他认为耶稣已经死了。
He saw the gospel was a lie.
他认为那个福音不过是一个谎言。
But when he heard the voice of Jesus,
但是当他听见耶稣的声音的时候，
and he knew Jesus is alive.
他就发现耶稣是活着。
And the gospel is true.
这福音是真实的。
Therefore, he threw everything away.
因此他把一切都丢弃了。
Those things that were gain to him, now he counted loss.
那些以前与他是有益为他是有益的，现在他一切都丢弃了。
Not only that, he suffered loss of all things, so that he may win Christ.
他愿意因着基督能够被受。
第八节，腓立比书三章第八节。
Sorry.
丢弃万事。
丢弃万事，唯有得到基督。
He was no longer committed to traditions.
他并不是完全他并不是在把他自己交托于传统。
He was no longer committed to religions or laws of Moses or traditions of Pharisees.
他并不是把他自己交托于摩西的律法或是法利赛人的传统。
He was committed to a person, Jesus Christ.
他乃是把他自己交托于一个人，就是主耶稣基督。
When you are committed to the great person Jesus Christ, something happened to you.
当你把你自己交托于这个伟大的人主耶稣基督的时候，有一件事情就会发生。
None of these things will move you.
这一切的事情都不能够叫你移动。
Brothers and sisters, today how many things can move us?
弟兄姐妹们，今天许多的事情都叫我们能够摇动。
Schedules of our children can move us.
我们孩子们的时间表能够来改变改移动我们。
The business of our work can move us.
我们工作的忙碌能够摇动我们。
Our physical condition will move us.
我们身体的状况能够摇动我们。
But Paul said, none of these things will move me.
但是保罗说，没有这一切的事情都不能够来摇动我。
Even the prophet told him that.There will be bonds and afflictions await him, and Paul said, "None of these things move me."
就是那个先知对他说，在去耶路撒冷会被捆，会受捆绑，都不能够摇动他。
Because he is committed.
因为他已经是完全交托的。
He's committed to the person of Jesus Christ.
他完全交托于这个人主耶稣基督。
Why are we not committed?
为什么我们不能够交通
Why things move us?
为什么这些事情都能够使我们摇动呢
Because we count our life dear to ourselves.
因为我们看自己的性命为宝贵。
Paul was different. He didn't count his life dear to himself.
保罗是不同的，他并没有以他的性命为宝贵。
He was committed to the course that set before him.
他乃是向着那摆在他前面的道路，中心。
He was committed to the ministry he received from the Lord Jesus Christ.
他乃是忠心于向主耶稣所交托他的职事。
He was committed to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
他乃是交托于忠心于证明神恩惠的福音。
Brothers and sisters, have you committed to Jesus Christ?
弟兄姐妹们，你是否有把自己交托于主耶稣基督？
You may say, I come to Sunday every day, every Sunday.
你说我每个主日都来聚会啊。
You may say, I gave one tenth of my income.
你也说我都有十一的奉献。
You may say, I help out on Sunday school.
你也说我在主日学里面有服侍。
You may say, I read the Bible.
你也说我常常读圣经。
But have you committed to the person of Jesus Christ?
但是你是否有把自己交托于主耶稣基督？
There's no way to live a great life without committing yourself to the person of Jesus Christ.
若是你不把你自己交托于主耶稣基督这个人，你就没有办法过一个伟大的生活。
This is a very serious matter.
这是一个非常严肃的事。
You may have a famous life.
你也许有非常有名望的生活。
You may obtain the wealth and fame.
你也许得着了财富和名声。
But you never will have a great life without committing to the person of Jesus Christ.
但是你若是不把自己交托于主耶稣基督这个人，你就没有办法过一个伟大的生活。
If we are committed, none of these things will move us.
若是我们完全的信托，没有一件事情能够摇动我们。
Secondly, we must commit to a great purpose, the building his church.
第二个，我们必须要把自己交托于一个伟大的旨意，就是建造教会。
Church is not an organization.
教会不是一个组织。
Church is not a monument or a building.
教会不是一个纪念碑或者只是一个建筑物。
Church is a living congregation of God's people.
教会乃是神子民一个活的聚集。
Paul was committed to God's purpose on earth, which is to build up the church.
保罗乃是完全以信托于神在地上的一个旨意，就是建造他的教会。
To live a great life on this earth, we must commit to this great purpose.
要过一个伟大的生活，我们也必须要有信托于这样的旨意。
Too often we're committed to things They are so small.
许多的时候，我们所信托的乃是一些非常微小的一些事情。
Some of us are very committed to our children's the report card.
我们也许有些人，我们是非常于交托把自己交托于孩子们的成绩单。
I still remember the day the first time I saw something other than A.
我还是记得有一天，我看见那个成绩单上有一个不是。
I couldn't believe my eyes.
我不敢相信我的眼睛。
How is this possible?
我想这怎么可能呢？
We are so committed to something that's very small.
我们常常在把心专心于注于这些小的事情上面。
We're very committed our job performance at work.
我们也非常专心与我们工作上的考绩。
We're very committed.About our nutrition intake.
我们也非常注视专心于我们得着的营养。
There are those who spend hours and hours to analyze, to study what should we eat.
有许多人花了许许多的时间在那边研究我们应当吃些什么。
I'm not saying that's not important.
我并不是说那个不是很重要的。
But are we committed to those things?
但是我们是否专心注于这些事情。
What matters the most on this earth?
在这世上有哪些事情是重要的呢？
Do you know what matters on this universe?
你知道在这个宇宙之间重要的事是什么？
There is only one thing that matters on this earth.
只有一件事情在这世上是重要的。
It's building up the church.
就是来建立教会。
For this reason, God the Father put His name in the church.
为了这个缘故。父神把他的名字放在这教会
上。For this reason, God the Son died for the church and purchased the church with His precious blood.
为了这个缘故，子神他 为着教会为此而死，用血买赎了这个教，买赎了。
For this reason, God the Holy Spirit beautified the church until that day.
为着这个缘故，灵神来美化这个教会，等候他的再来。
There's nothing more important than building up His church on earth.
在这地上，没有一件事情比建立教会更重要。
And you say, "Oh, I'm an architect."
但是你说，哦，我是一个建筑师。
I'm accountant.
或者我是一个会计师。
I'm a stay-home mother.
或者我不过是一个留在家里的母亲。
I'm an engineer.
或者我是一个工程师。
How can I build up the church?
我怎么能够来建立教会呢
？Brother and sister, every one of us can build up the church.
弟兄姐妹们，我们每一个人都能够来建立教会。
As Paul told the elders of Ephesus, feed the church of God.
就像保罗对以弗所的长老们所说的一样，喂养神的教会。
Every one of us can feed the church of God.
我们每一个人都能够来牧养神的教会。
If you attend the service yesterday morning,
若是你昨天早上参加了安息的聚会，
then you will agree with me.That a sister, even after her death, was still feeding the church.
你就能够同意我的说法，说我们的姐妹，虽然她过去了，她仍然在喂养神的教会。
The word of our testimony can feed the church.
我们说话的见证，就能够来喂养这教会。
Let me give you even more down-to-earth example.
让我给你一个更熟悉的。
Say tomorrow that you go to work and your boss tell you, sorry, you're fired.
就说明天你去上班的时候，你的老板就告诉你说，很对不起，你被裁职了。
So what you do?
那你做什么呢
？Well, unemployment move you.
这失业会移动你，摇动你吗
？If you By the grace of God, you said, none of these things move me. I serve the Lord just the same.
若是你能够说靠着神的恩典，这一切的事情都不能够摇动我，我仍然照样的服侍神。
Your testimony will feed the church of God.
那你的见证就能够牧养神的教会。
You are building up the church by your testimony.
因着你的见证，你就建造了教会。
Paul also encouraged elders to care for the church.
保罗也激励长老们要来牧养教会。
Peter also encouraged the saints to have a fervent heart toward one another.
保罗激励彼得激励我们要彼此切实的相爱。
And Paul.Warm the Ephesus brothers and sisters day and night for 3 years with tears.
保罗在以弗所有三年之久，他昼夜的教导他们。
Brothers and sisters, if there's one brother or one sister stop coming to the meeting,
弟兄姐妹们，若是有一个弟兄或姐妹他不来聚会
，Are you going to pray with tears for him or her for 3 years?
你是否会有三年之久？都用眼泪来为他们不住的祷告呢
That's care for the church.
那个就是来关心教会
That is building up the church.
那个就是来建立教会
Everyone can build up the church.
每一个人都能够来建立教会
Fervent is a very beautiful word.
这个火热这个字是一个非常美丽的字
Fervent is an athletic word.
这个词是用在运动员
He used to describe an athlete on a race when he ran to the final course.
这就形容一个运动员当他在赛跑的时候，他跑到最后一段的时候。
And this athlete needs to strain himself and push himself to limit to finish the course.
这个运动员他就需要要很费力的促使他自己跑完这个路程。
And the straining himself, pushing himself.That's the word fervent.
当他这样子来费力的来促使他自己来跑完的这路程的时候，就是 火热这个词的意思。
Do we love one another this way?
我们是否如此的来爱我们的弟兄，来彼此相爱呢？
If we do, we're building up the church.
若是我们是教主的话，我们就是建立教会。
Brother and sister, you can see, every one of us can build up the church.
弟兄姐妹们，你可以看见，我们每一个人都能够来建立教会。
Then third, is to be a watchman for the church.
第三个就是成为一个守望者。
The reason is that Satan hates the church.
这个原因就是撒旦恨恶教会。
So how, so Satan would bring the wolves from outside and raise up wolves from within.
撒旦就会从外面带进豺狼进来，也会在我们中间兴起豺狼来。
So how do we do? There are wolves inside of us.
那我们该怎么办呢？在我们中间有豺狼。
The only way is to take heed and be a watchman.
唯一的就是我们要谨慎，成为一个守望者。
The only way is to pray for the church.
唯一的就是我们要为着教会来祷告。
If you pray for the church, you're building up the church.
若是你为教会祷告的话，你就是在这边建立教会。
I hope that everyone understands that every one of us can build up the church.
我盼望我们每一个人都能够明白，我们都能够建立教会。
We can feed the church, we can care for the church, we can pray for the church.
我们能够喂养教会，我们能够关心教会，我们也能够为教会祷告。
Are you committed to this great purpose?
你是否把自己交托于这个伟大的旨意呢？
Anybody can criticize.
任何人都能够批评。
Very easy to criticize.
要批评是非常容易的事。
Anybody can tear down.
任何人都能够来拆毁。
Tearing down is easy.
拆毁是很容易的事。
But are you committed in building up the church?
但是你是否交托信托于建立教会？
To live a great life, you must commit it to the great purpose, which is building up the church.
要过一个伟大的生活，你必须要信托于这个伟大的旨意，就是建立教会。
Thirdly,
第三点，
the third commitment.
第三点，
we must commit to a great principle of life.
我们必须要信托于一个伟大的原则。
The principle of giving.
就是给的原则。
And Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
主耶稣说，施比受更为有福。
And this is one of the promises that Jesus has given to us.
这是神给这是主耶稣给我们的一个应许。
And this promise is completely opposite to the human nature.
这个应许与我们人性天然的人性是完全相反的。
Our human nature is to get.
我们天然的人性就是要得。
We're like Jacob.
我们好像雅各一样。
We always want to get even after we are saved.
我们总是要得，就是我们信主以后我们还要得。
We always want to get.
我们总是要得。
If we're not getting what we want to get, we're disappointed.
我们若是得不着我们所想要的，我们就非常失望。
Maybe some of us, we come to the meeting, we heard the message, and we said, I'm not getting anything today.
也许有人来参加聚会，信息完了以后就说，我今天什么也没有得着。
But the question is, what have you put it in?
但是问题是，你放进去什么？
The principle of living is not receiving.It is giving.
我们生活的一个原则不是得，乃是给。
If you really think about this, God gives far more than he receives.
你们看见我们的神，他所给予的比他所得着的还多。
And you look at nature.
你看见这个自然。
Nature gives far more than nature receives.
这个自然界所给予的比他们所得着的更多。
From the first day the sun was born, the sun start giving.
从太阳出生的第一天开始，他就开始给。
And sun is giving ever since.
从那时候开始，太阳一直的给。
Every year, every month, every day, every hour.
每一年，每一个月，每一天，每一时刻。
This is the God's nature built in nature.
这个是神的性情，显明在自然界里。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
施比受更为有福。
And we can see this in the nursing mother.
我们也能够在乳养的母亲身上看见。
This is God's nature in the nursing mother.
这也是神的性情显在一个乳养的母亲身上。
When you see a nursing mother, you saw this mother gives, gives, and gives, and gives.
你当你看见一个乳养的母亲的时候，她是一直给，给，给，给。
And this little baby hardly can give back anything.
这个微小的婴儿，他们没有办法还给母亲什么。
But the mother still gives.
但是这母亲仍然给。
This is nature that God gave to mother.
这个是神给母亲的一个性情。
And mother has this nature from God, and mother always give, always give.
这个母亲就有从神那边来的这样的性情，就是总是给。
We all need to be thankful for the mothers that God has given to us.
我们都应该为着神给我们的母亲来感谢他。
My mother was 90 years old.
我的母亲90岁了。
And she was weak.
她身体很弱。
And she hasn't cooked for many years.
她已经许多年都没有煮煮饭了。
And so November when I returned to visit her.
当11月我回去看她的时候。
All of a sudden, my mother wants to cook something for me.
就突然，我的母亲就说要为我做一些菜。
She hasn't cooked for years.
她已经许多年都没有做菜了。
But she wants to cook something very complicated.
但是她要做一个非常困难的一个菜。
And it was so complicated, she cannot finish in one day.
这是非常的困难，她一天没有办法完成。
Took her 2 days to finish the dish.
他花费了两天来准备这道菜。
And so that I can enjoy the dish that I always enjoyed.
让我能够来享受我所爱的这个菜。
The mother at age of 90 is still thinking about giving.
这个90岁的母亲仍然在给。
Your mother is the same way.
你的母亲也是一样。
This is God's character in them.
这是神在给他们的一个性情。
It's always give.Always give.
就是给，一直是给，一直是给。
Never think about receiving anything.
从不自己要思想要得着什么。
We are to be thankful for our mothers.
我们应该要为着我们的母亲感谢神。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
施比受更为有福。
The happiest person is the one who is giving.
最快乐的人乃是能够给予的人。
You all have eyes.
你都有眼睛。
You all can observe.
你可以看。
We don't need to tell you.
我们不需要告诉你什么。
Just open your eyes to look around. Look around the people around you.
你就在四周围看看你周围的人。
Watch. Who are those most joyful person around you?
看看哪一些人在你周围是最快乐的人。
And I can tell you, they are the one who is giving.
我能够告诉你，就是那一些能够给的人。
Those who are constant giving are those most happiest people.
那些总是经常给的人，他们是最快乐的人。
The most miserable persons are those who never give.
那些从来不给的人，他们乃是最痛苦的人。
Because this is the principle.
因为这个就是原则。
It's more blessed to give than to receive.
施比受更为有福。
Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give.
主耶稣说，你们白白的得来，也要白白的给出去。
God has built this principle even in our bodies.
神甚至把这个原则也创造在我们的身体里面。
We all know that in our body there's a lot of tubes.
你知道在我们的身体里面有很多的管子。
And you know everyone has a gallbladder.
每一个人都有一个胆囊。
And you all have a small intestine.
你也都有小肠。
And no, there is a tube. There is a bile duct between the gallbladder and your small intestine.
在这个胆囊和这个小肠中间，有一个胆管。
If you eat something, eat some fat.
若是你吃一些肥油肥的东西。
And the fat would trigger the gallbladder to release some bile.
这个肥油就会促使那个胆囊分泌一些胆汁。
And the bile will go into the bile duct and come out of the bile duct into its small intestine.
那这个胆汁就从胆到经过胆管然后到小肠里。
So this little bile duct freely receive and freely give.
所以这个胆管就是它白白的得来白白的给予。
And if your bile duct freely receive, freely give, you are a happy person.
若是你的胆管能够白白的得来白白的给出去你就是一个很快乐的人。
But one of these days, there is a gallstone, very small, tiny gallstone, get stuck in your bile duct.
但是若是有一天有个小小的结石在你的那个胆管中。
Often this bile duct freely receive, couldn't give anything.
那这个胆管就开始只能够白白的接受却不能够白白的给予的时候。
And you will be most miserable person on this earth.
那你就成为世上最痛苦的一个人。
It's a very, very painful experience. My wife had it before.
这是一个非常非常非常痛苦的一个经历。我的妻子本来就是这样。我从来没有看见我的妻子是这样的痛苦。
Not even at the birth.
这个比生产的苦难还强。
So I knew exactly how painful that was.
所以我知道这是何其的痛苦。
Because you freely receive, but you cannot freely give.
但是当你白白的得来却不能白白的给予的时候。
Do you know why your life is not happy?
你知道为什么你的生活是如此的不快乐吗？
Because you did not give.
乃是因为你没有给。
We freely receive every single day.
我们每一天都白白的领受许多。
Just like the bile duct.
就好像这个胆管一样。
And we must freely give.
但是我们必须要白白的给出去。
In order for us to live a happy life.
好叫我们能够过一个快乐的生活。
But in sister, we need to learn to pray the prayer that David prayed.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要学习大卫的祷告。
There is a enlarge my heart.
大卫说扩管我的心。
So I can run the way of your commandments.
我就往你命令的道路上奔跑。
We need to pray the Lord enlarge our hearts.
我们需要求主来扩充我们的心。
So we can start giving.
所以我们能够开始给予。
We recognize everything we have, we freely receive.
我们看见我们所得到，我们所有的一切都是白白的领受的。
Maybe you are very capable, you have a big business.
也许你是非常能干，你有一个很大的事业。
But your life and your breath is in His hands.
但是你的生命气息都在他的手中。
It's in Him you exist, you move, and you live.
乃是在他你生活、动作和存留。
Your life is given to you by God.
你的生命乃是神所给你的。
You freely receive your life.
你白白的得着了你的生命。
Therefore, we should give freely as well.
因此，我们也应该白白的给出去。
So we need to commit to this great person, Jesus Christ.
因此，我们必须要信托于这个伟大的人，主耶稣基督。
We need to commit to this great purpose, building up His church.
我们必须要信托于这个伟大的伟大的旨意，就是建造教会。
We need to commit.This great principle of living, principle of giving.
我们必须要信托于这个伟大的生活的原则，就是给的原则。
If we commit to other things, then our life will be small and feeble.
若是我们专心于其他的事情，我们的生活就是会变得非常的渺小。
Do we want to have a great life?
我们是否想要过一个伟大的生活呢？
We all do.
我们都想要。
If you already committed to someone,
若是你已经把你自己交托于一个人，
I'll ask you, is it Jesus Christ?
那这个人是否是主耶稣基督？
If you are already committed to some purpose,
若是你已经交托于一个目标，
is it building up the church?
那这个目标是否就是建造教会呢？
If you are committed to a principle,
若是你自己交托于一个原则，
is it the principle of giving?
那这个原则是否就是给的原则？
It is very interesting as we consider God's commitment and our commitment.
当我们看见神的信托跟我们的交托的时候，
it's actually the same.
其实都是一样的。
God committed to himself.
神把他自己信托于他的自己。
God wants us to commit to the person of Jesus Christ.
神要我们把自己交托于主耶稣基督。
God commit to his purpose.
神信托于他的旨意。
God wants us to commit to a great purpose of building up his church.
神要我们把自己交托于他这个伟大的旨意，就是建造教会。
To his promises.
神信托于他的应许。
God wants us to put our faith and our commitment on his promises.
神也要我们把我们的信心，把我们的自己交托于他的应许之上。
Isn't this interesting?
这是否是非常有趣的事？
God wants us to commit what he already committed to.
神要我们把自己交托于他所已经信托的。
Last Friday, I joined a Bible study group. They studied Song of Song.
上周五，我参加一个星期五晚上的查经是他们在读雅歌书。
You read the whole story in Song of Songs. It's about this topic.
你在雅歌书整卷书就说到这件事情。
The king already committed to something.
王已经信托了自己。
It took 5 or 6 chapters for the bride to come into the same commitment.
要经过了四五章的圣经之后，这个新娘新妇才到了这个王的信托之上。
The king was committed to the field, to the vineyard, to the village.
这个王乃是信托于在这个葡萄园。
It took a while for the bride to come to the same commitment.
但是这个新经过了一段的时候，这个新妇才到了同样的信托上。
God has something he committed to.
神有他所已经信托的。
And he's waiting for us to make the same commitment.
他也在等候我们有如此的交托。
He's not going to force.
他不会勉强我们。
He will wait patiently.
他会忍耐地等候。
Just like what described in the Song of Songs, he will wait patiently.
就像他在雅歌书里面所描写的一样，他忍耐地等候。
Until one day, you come to the same commitment.
直到有一天，我们都在同样的信托之上。
Brother and sister, we're given a life and a course in front of us.
弟兄姐妹们，我们都有这个生命，这个和生命的年限。
Do we want to finish the course with joy?
我们是否要带着喜乐来跑完这个路程？
Thank God we're not alone.
感谢主，我们并不是单独的。
We're surrounded by a cloud of witness.
我们乃是被像云彩一样的见证人所围绕。
So many that have gone before us.
有许多的人已经在走在我们的面前。
They're all witness to us.
他们都在向我们见证。
They have all made this commitment.
他们都有做了这样子的交托。
They had a great life.
他们有伟大的生命。
They're waiting for us to come to the same commitment.
他们也在等候我们也有这样子的交托。
It's up to us now.
这在于我们。
To make that commitment.
乃是有这样子的信托。
Commit to the great person of Jesus Christ.
信托于这个伟大的人主耶稣基督。
Commit to the great purpose of building up his church.
信托于他的伟大的目的就是建造教会。
Commit to this great principle of giving.
信托于这个伟大的原则，就是给的原则。
If we commit to our Lord Jesus,
我们信托于主耶稣基督。
He is able to keep it until that day.
他能够保守直到那日。
May God have grace upon us this morning, so we will make this commitment today.
愿意早上主再来恩待我们，叫我们今天能够做这样子的交托。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your plan and your purpose.
天父，我们就为着你的心，为着你的心地、心意和旨意，我们来感谢你。
It's far beyond our imagination.
这实在是超过我们所能够思想的。
And your way is higher than our way.
你的道路高过我们的道路。
Your mind is way above our mind.
你的心思实在远远高超过我们的心思。
But we thank you for giving us the word.
我们感谢你把话语赐给我们。
Give us the Holy Spirit.
你把圣灵赐给我们。
Allow us to enter in your heart's desire.
叫我们能够来进入你的心意。
I pray that this morning for those who have heard this word.
愿意今天早上听见这话的人
would have that courage to respond.
有这样子的勇气来向你回应。
You have made the commitment.
你已经将你自己信托。
You made the commitment to yourself.
信托于你的自己。
You made the commitment to your great purpose.
你将你自己信托于你的旨意。
And you made the commitment to your promises.
你信托于你自己的应许。
And you call us this morning to come to make the same commitment.
今天早上你也呼召我们，叫我们来愿意做这样子的交托。
May there are those who are hearing this word will respond this way.
愿意早上听见你话的人都有这样子的回应。
May some of us will like the bride and son of song.
愿意我们像雅各书中的心腹一样。
We will respond to the calling.
我们来回应你的呼召。
To come to the same commitment.
能够达到这同样的信托之上。
Therefore, we commit this word into your hands.
因此，我们把这些话语让在你的手中。
We pray the Holy Spirit will continue to work in our heart.
我们愿意圣灵继续在我们的心中工作。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。